Hi, writers. Laura Purdy Salas here. It is Friday, March 15th, 2019, and this is my weekly working children's writer audio roundup. This week, you would think it would be like a really celebratory week because my second picture book of the spring came out on Tuesday, in the middle of the night, Poems from a Wide Awake House. But this has actually been a really rough week. On Tuesday, which was publication day, I spent the afternoon with my writer group at the funeral of a 21-year-old woman who was the daughter of a dear writer friend. And it was just really devastating. So she was just such a wonderful young woman. And that same day, my daughter, who lives out of state and has some medical issues, came home in kind of a crisis state, and we've been dealing with that all week. So it has not been the calmest week, to say the least, but I will give you an update on what I have been doing this week, and a little bit maybe of what I haven't been doing. Actually, I'll quickly say what I haven't been doing. I have turned down a couple of work for hire projects this week. I've had to turn down a couple more invitations to be on blogs and do, you know, promotional kind of activities. And I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm having to just buckle down and say no a lot more even than usual. And I say no a fair amount because I need to say yes to the things that are most important to me. But I'm saying no a whole lot. So this week, my collaboration project, that is a poetry picture book that I am collaborating with a friend on. And we worked a little bit more on names for particular spreads, which is not something you always need in a poetry picture book. But in this case, we need kind of titles for each spread to tie the poems together. So we worked on that. And now we have the entire unwieldy project in one document so that hopefully next week we can start looking at it, editing it some more, figuring out what we need to do before we send the whole thing on to her agent to look at. My Poetry Palooza Spring 2019 books blog tour is going on this week and next week for In the Middle of the Night. And so that's really lovely that people are posting blog posts about my book. Most of them are interviews. There was a really fun one today with Matt Forrest Essenwine, where he interviewed my inanimate objects like desks and pens and stuff like that. For Loons, which is the picture book I am writing right now, I just today got the draft of a contract. So that is super fast because I just met with the editor, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. So often, you know, I'll work out, or my attorney will work out kind of the basic terms of the contract. And I mean, it can take big publishers months to get that contract to you. So that's happening quickly, which is lovely. And this week, I feel like I should be researching more, but I did not do much Loon research this week. What I really did was I have started playing with openings in 4 different approaches. So a haiku picture book, a rhyming picture book, a prose picture book, and a diary, epistolary style picture book. And so I'm working on just those 4 openings, and then I think I'm going to chat with the editor to see if one is grabbing her. I usually would not approach a picture book this way, but this is an unusual project. And because of the tight deadline, you know, I don't have time to just follow my heart and go with the one I love most for several months. And then if it doesn't work out, switch over to another one. That's how I would usually work. But this is a little different. Let's see. For speaking this week, I'm scheduling a lot of school visits right now, which is wonderful. I enjoy school visits, although they're very hard work, but they're also really satisfying. And I love working with kids, and they're also, you know, a nice income stream. However, almost every school that I am dealing with right now is asking repeatedly, you know, can you please do more than 4 sessions? That's just not enough for to see all our students. And again, I'm saying no. I'm really trying to stick hard and fast to my 4 sessions a day rule, because I know from my past experience that's how many I can do repeatedly and still keep my voice and not get sick and, you know, make it a really good day for everyone. But it's very tough to keep saying no. This is one of the many times I would love to have a school visit booker or assistant who kind of did all the correspondence back and forth. Submissions. I have not submitted anything this week, but I did get an email response, a rejection, from an editor who I had submitted the manuscript almost a year ago, and then done a follow-up email a couple months after that, and had never heard back. And so it was still open on the books as submitted, but I had, you know, in my records made a note that basically probably not going to hear a response because it's not an editor I have a relationship with. But I did get a response and an apology for the, you know, long delay in replying. So it's always nice to at least get an answer so that you know it was seen, somebody received it. career stuff, which also is sort of in my mind networking stuff. I went to Red Balloon, my local children's independent bookseller, for a story time on Thursday morning, because Katie Howes, I think she lives in Pennsylvania, but I'm not sure. Anyway, I know her a little bit online, and I saw that she was coming to do a story time at Red Balloon. So I stopped by the story time. I couldn't stay for the whole thing, but I stayed just long enough to say hi, give Katie a hug. I bought a copy of her book, Be a Maker, and I left it there so that she can sign it for a school that I'll be doing a school visit at soon. And I listened to her read the story. I didn't stay for, I think they were going to do some crafts and stuff. So I just wanted to, you know, say hi, meet her in person, and also support my local bookstore. And show up for them. Also, I didn't even realize when I went, but Be a Maker is a Carol Rhoda book. That's the publisher. And Carol Rhoda is an imprint of Learner. And Millbrook is an imprint of Learner. And Millbrook is the publisher who has published, you know, many of my picture books, all the Can Be books, If You Were the Moon, Meet My Family, and this spring it is Lion of the Sky. And so my editor, Carol Hinds, was actually at the Red Balloon story time as well. So that was awesome. When I, you know, was trying to inconspicuously leave, Carol crept down an aisle and, you know, gave me a hug, and we just whispered highs. So that was nice to see her. And I think that is about it. I want to say thank you to my patrons. I don't have any new patrons this week, but I thank all the patrons who are making it possible for me to provide resources like this roundup and lots of other things for themselves and also for other writers. Some things I do just for patrons, and some things are public like this. So thank you, patrons. You mean a lot to me. All right, I hope you guys are having a great week, and that maybe you get some writing work in this weekend. Happy writing!